on any of the ships that you've worked on, and especially when you were, you know, fresh coming into this, were there any sorts of rites of passage or like initiation type things that you can recall? Or how do you feel like you got treated differently when you were new versus, you know, finishing up as a captain?
No, every time there was some overtime to do, they give it to you because they want you to do it. Especially if it was hot outside, you had to go climb around tanks. And it was, you know, it was always a standing joke on a tanker. The older generation of tankers were complete manual valve ships. Every valve that had to be turned to line up a pipeline to go to a certain tank or to pump out a certain tank was all lined up by hand. And you'd get out with the chief mate, and the chief mate knew exactly which were the easy valves to turn and which were the tough ones to turn. And the new guy got the tough ones, that's for sure. That was a normal. But later on, same thing. When you had a crew member that was probably not pulling his weight or something, when you took them down to the pump room, and you turn that valve, open that one, close that one. So you gave him all the hard ones. So, I mean, it was just one of those things that you did on a tanker.
Yeah.
Now you're sitting there, push buttons, and they open, so it's quite different.
So you've talked a lot about the ships that you've worked on, and those experiences being a place where a lot of learning happens, and that learning happens via experience, but I'm sure that it also happens through mentorship as well. I'm curious if you could talk a little bit about various individuals that you encountered along the way and what you learned from them.
Well, I said it was some great seamen that just had that sixth nautical sense that they could do things that was inherently what they learned and how they had mastered it, and that's the way they did it. And you see them do it, you learn how to do it that way. It's the easy way to do it. It's the best way. You know, it's just like somebody learning to turn a valve. I mean, you break the valve loose with a big wheel wrench or something, but after that, it's how you're going to spin it. Well, you're going to make sure that you don't keep your hand on it all the way around because it might be something that you're going to bang your knuckles on. So, I mean, you just learn all these little tricks from watching these guys and working with these guys. They were great seamen, they really were. And so much of the older ships were manual, too. Whether it was bringing a lifeboat back on board, which meant you had to rig all these lines going to a winch somewhere, and versus push a button today. I mean, you learn these little inherent tricks. And standing a watch, you always learn. In fact, I can remember the absolute first ship I was on as a third mate down in Amway Bay, Venezuela, leaving that port. I joined the ship at 10 o'clock in the morning, and at noontime was on watch, leaving. And I was scared, of course, you know, first time at sea, and I had an AB on the wheel, and I had an AB, I think, as something else in the wheelhouse, or maybe an ordinary seaman. But anyway, captain went down below, and I took a beam bearing on a lighthouse and headed for across the Caribbean to Mona Passage. And the AB says, "Mate, come out here." And I came out to the wheelhouse, and the lighthouse was dead ahead. And I said, "Whoa, what's this?" And I said, "What course are you steering?" He told me what course he was steering. The gyro compass had failed. And the ship had, he's still steering the same course, but the ship had was headed right for the lighthouse. I said, "Whoa," I said, "hard left rudder," and, you know, no matter what course we were on, I knew we had to go that way, and called the captain, and he came up, and the gyro compass had failed, and it was going the opposite way, so we had to steer on the magnetic compass for a while until we got the gyro working again. So that was my first 2 hours of watch. Wasn't good.
Do you feel like there were repercussions from that? Reflected throughout the rest of the trip? Like, were you seen in a certain way because that happened right when you started?
Or? Well, I know I got the captain's confidence right away because I called him. And that's always what you do, is if he can rely on you to call him when you have a doubt or you're in trouble, then he's going to sleep a lot better. So that worked well. And it also taught me for the rest of my career, even today, that you never totally trust your electronics. You always have to realize that something could be wrong. If you are heading east across the Atlantic and the sun comes up on your port quarter, you know something's dead wrong because the sun's not supposed to be there. It's supposed to be over on the starboard bow. And so, I mean, it's just one of those things that if what you're visualizing around and what your senses tell you is absolutely wrong, then your electronics aren't right. You know, because the physical world is not going to change. So, I mean, I learned that then, and I always have. And it's something that when I taught at Bay Maritime, we tried to instill in the kids that were on watch on a ship, you know, that you cannot trust the electronics. You have to always be aware of what they're doing and checking to make sure that they're right.